Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means that today we feature the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Mass Pro Synthogen, when you train with it, you gain with it. Welcome back to the show, Rob Regish, my affable sidekick. How are you?
Doing great, man. How about you?
I don't think anybody's been on this show as much as you next to me.
Yeah. Big dose of Regish.
There you go. Be careful. You know, I got to tell this story. The first time I ever heard Rob Regish on the radio, I was producing a show for Dr. Scott Connolly. We had Rob Regish and Rob Wolf on. And I'll never forget this moment when Rob Regish, who clearly was not as well known at the time as Rob Wolf was, okay? And the two of them were talking about something to do, and somehow the dialogue came up about monkeys.
And Rob Wolf
gave this very intellectual response to a question and used a study done on monkeys and some Himalayan or something like that. And Rob, when it was turn for Rob's turn to come back, he said, well, I don't know anything about the Himalayas or monkeys, but it was just so to the point. And I'm not apologizing for not knowing anything about that, but here's what I do know. It was great.
You gotta have fun.
That was the moment I thought, this guy is good. I like this guy. Anyway, okay, so we have lots of great questions. Before we get started, ask me about how my training is going.
How is your training going? I've been meaning to ask.
Funny you should ask that question, Rob. Okay, so in the past 11 days, I've trained 8 of them. I've trained very, very heavy in all 8 of them. I can tell you that the changes in my cardiac function are so noticeably and dramatically better than when I started this endeavor of what I'm calling this chronic exercise.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. It's amazing. In just a short few weeks, it's just amazing to me how things are changing.
How the body becomes its function.
You know what? I said this back in the day when I got sick the first time. I said, the body is adaptive. And if you give it things to make it unhealthy, it will adapt to that. And if you give it things to make it healthy, it will adapt to that. The body doesn't care what you ask it to adapt to. It will abide. So be careful what you ask it to do, because that's what it's going to do. So there you go.
Agree.
I feel great. I am nursing an injury. I did something stupid. You know the vibration plates?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm missing an ACL in my left knee from a skiing accident when I was in my 20s. I stood flat-footed, locked my knees out on that vibration plate. So I locked my knees out so hard that the vibration translated through my spine, up my neck, that I couldn't breathe because my nostrils were flapping.
Oh, man.
Well, I must have shifted the meniscus in my left knee, because I can't completely lock out my left knee and it's swollen. But guess what? Like the true trooper that I am, I'm avoiding leg extension and leg curl type movements because I don't want to do any more damage to the knee. So I'm sticking with squatting movements and leg presses.
Right.
And I'm activating the muscles perfectly.
Well, I'll tell you what, join the club. I did something stupid recently too. Got called on it by a listener on a question that I'll be answering today. And hey, the good news is this. We learn from our mistakes here. So I'll be sharing those key findings with the audience, and hopefully you know, people can learn from it and avoid the same pitfalls.
Well, and also when your life depends on physical culture, which mine does, I don't feel good if I'm not training. I'm like a hunting dog. If you keep me in the house, I'm going to go crazy first, then I'm going to get sick, and then I'm going to die early. You take me out in the fields and you work me, and then I sleep it off the rest of the day, and I feel happy. So I have to get in and train. So I have, over the years, resigned myself to the fact that there's going to be periods of time where I'm training with injuries, but you know what? I'm training.
You got it.
That's it. Okay, so with that, let's get on to a longtime listener of this show, Jeff. He pronounces his name Daimyo, but I pronounce it DeMeo, which is the true Italian pronunciation there. But anyway, longtime listener, Jeff Daimyo. Rob, do you endorse, recommend intermittent fasting and fasted training for ectomorphs? It just seems that it's hard enough time to get my calories in already. Wouldn't it be harder to eat up for two to three meals only? I'm sorry. So this is really a good question. Is there a definitive place for intermittent fasting and fasting in general, depending on the type of body somatotype you are?
Yeah, and the short answer is yes. I do endorse it for ectomorphs, but Jeff's correct insofar as the ectomorph walks a much, much finer line when using the intermittent fasting approach. And ironically, in my opinion, intermittent fasting is best used by the ectomorph to potentiate bulking phases. So here's some color on why and how. First things first, ectomorphs. They're usually defined as naturally thin individuals that have a hard time putting on muscle. The upside is they don't put on as much fat as a meso or endomorph will, and they, generally speaking, have better insulin sensitivity in the muscle cell. Where things get tricky is right here. The ectomorph's metabolism is very sensitive to muscle loss when total calories dip below one's maintenance level. So the strategy then going forward I'd recommend is twofold. One, use brief periods of intermittent fasting to upregulate your body's feed efficiency when bulking. And two, mitigate muscle loss when in a fasted state. Here's how best to go about that. Consider using an intermittent fasting approach diet every 1 to 2 days to start, ideally on your off days, fasting for approximately 16 hours. During that time, as insurance, I would sip on a cocktail of around 15 to 20 grams of essential amino acids throughout the day. Just prior to breaking your fast, perform a set of body weight squats beginning with, let's say, a set of just 25 reps. Ultimately, you want to build up to a century set of 100 reps. Then sit down to approximately a 70% carb, 15% healthy fats, and 15% protein main meal. If that amount of whole foods is difficult to consume, I would consider getting at least 50% of those calories in the form of a homemade blender drink. You've heard me say it before, and it's true. It's a lot easier to drink 1,000 calories than it is to eat them. And it's easily accomplished using ingredients at your local grocery store: pineapple juice, Greek yogurt, wheat germ, bananas, other fruits, berries, flaxseed oil, safflower oil, and a scoop or two of protein powder. Those intermittent fasting days should be rotated with 3 to 5 days of higher calorie, higher protein frequent feeding, ideally beginning on a training day and especially the following 24 to 48 hours, because we know that's when protein synthesis peaks, especially at the 24-hour mark. You want to dose at least 6 grams of those essential amino acids just prior to training, with the remaining 10 grams or so being sipped between sets. Within, and here's the key for ectomorphs, within 2 hours after that workout, consider getting up to 50% of your calories for the day in, which should include, at least for the ectomorph, a 3-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio. So here's a post-workout drink to get that process started. As an example, 75 grams of carbolin, or let's say potato starch as a lower cost alternative. 25 grams of a quality cold processed either whey or micellar caseinate blend something, let's say, like Extreme Formulations Ultra Peptide 2.0. 5 grams of creatine monohydrate and 1 tablespoon of honey. Your solid food sit-down meal should come about an hour after that drink. And in order to accomplish that, if you're on the go, here's an economical, tasty, and easily prepared meal that travels well. You're going to go to Costco and look for a product called Ancient Grains. It's sold under their Kirkland House brand, and it's a blend of 5 super grains, including quinoa, which is one of the very few complete plant-based proteins. It contains some of the finest carbs you could put into your body. You mix that with 2 scoops of chocolate whey protein, 2 tablespoons of natural peanut butter, and enough raw milk or water to thin to your liking. Finally, my rationale is this. What I've done here is to utilize brief periods of intermittent fasting to increase the punch of the traditional bodybuilding style eating that so often fails the ectomorph despite strictly adhering to it. Somebody told me this once a long time ago, and it's true. It's a lot easier to eat another inch onto your waistline than it is your biceps. And that's because with the time and exposure curve, meaning the longer you overeat, the more fat you store. This is a way to get around that. So you may find the lower protein on intermittent fasting days perplexing. In practice, I found it's a terrific strategy, at least to experiment with, given the fact that when you return to overfeeding with higher protein, the body is much more apt to use that protein to build muscle, given it was in previously short supply, which gets back to your point, Carl, before about the body is going to become its function and utilize what has previously been in short supply to its greatest advantage. Jeff, I hope that helps.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Okay, we're going to take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We have another question coming up from Klein Villasis. Did I pronounce that right? Villasis?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty close.
Villasis. Klein, K-L-Y-A.
We're doing our best, Klein.
Villasis. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Rob, you have some sort of special offer on the Blueprint right now, don't you?
Yeah, you know, coming off the heels of our Synthogen special last month, I thought it was high time that we did the same for the Blueprint, because although Synthogen is a fantastic product, and I'm very proud of it, I'm also going to give it to people straight, which means this. The power of information is a lot greater than any supplement, even Synthogen.
Yeah, you could take let's put it this way. You could take Synthogen and not train, and nothing will happen. You can train and not take Synthogen, and something will happen.
Exactly. So how it goes is this. For a limited time, when you order the Blueprint today, and you'll get both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, I will also include for free the Add 1-inch to Your Upper Arm CD that you have.
No, personally. It's not a CD, but go ahead. You'll give them the Upper Arms. One inch to the upper arm course, the Supreme Radio course, including all course materials for free.
All the materials for free.
And you get it. You get it immediately. You get it within 24 hours of ordering the Blueprint, because a link is emailed to you, so you can download the file.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. We wanted to give something that you would have immediately, and something that has been used with great success. If I'm not mistaken, Carl, you added almost a full inch.
My arms changed forever from that one workout. In fact, I'm planning on doing one of those workouts again probably in the next month or so. My arms never responded to working out. I was one of those guys who had thick chest, wide back, round shoulders, but when it came to my upper arms, they were just lacking. No matter what I did traditional workouts.
Yeah.
I applied the course. I did it in the 4 hours instead of 6. I did everything that it said. I just moved faster. And my arms changed forever. And to this day, I mean, I train my arms minimally now. I mean, training arms is an afterthought, but my arms are thicker. My biceps are longer. I mean, the workout changed my upper arms forever. There's no doubt about it. I'm not fluffing here. Okay.
Visually, it's made a huge difference for many people. But anyway, we're hoping that, people take me up on that. It really is a fantastic deal. The combo of the Blueprint plus the free course for the upper arms. Please do take advantage if you're interested.
Yeah, okay. All right, so now the next question comes from Klein Vilasis. He says, I have a question about what Cyanotis vagus smells and looks like. I have a 95% extract and was told it was Cyanotis vagus. How do you pronounce it? Cyanotis or Cyanotis?
Cyanotis vaga.
Vaga, okay. I asked a customer service where I bought it for the COA, and I have attached it to this email. But when I received the product, it was Far from a light yellow crystalline powder and far from odorless, it is more light brownish and more of the consistency of maca powder. I'm wondering if I received a bunk product or if I received a different extract such as Reponticum, which is Reponticum, which is the adaptogen, right? Because sure. I look on Google and had some sort of the same look and color to it. I appreciate the help. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a terrific question, Klein, and it really illustrates the sad state of affairs when people go looking for ectosterone, because they are usually steered towards Cyanotis vaga, which is an inferior source genus to derive ectosterone from. Furthermore, even if it is a quality Cyanotis vaga product, it is usually, and it was in this case, I checked, overstandardized for one particular ectosterone, that being 20-hydroxyectosterone, which in my opinion, and I've used tons of it, worthless orally. This one particular ectosterone, for whatever reason, is thought to be the active ingredient in these products that are sold as adaptogens. In fact, the track record speaks for itself. It's not. And case in point, if you head on over to ectibase.org, there are no less than 467 identified ectosterones to date. This is not the one you want. Having said that, if you're interested in using a quality ecti product, there are only three source genus plants to consider, in my opinion, getting it from. The first is Reponticum carthamoides extract. The second is a high-grade extract of Summa, which is also known as Fafia panaculata. And third, if you're looking for terkesterone, that plant to get it from is Ajuga turkestanica. Now, some color commentary now on why your Cyanotis vaga is likely suspect, and then I'll make specific product recommendations. Credit here is due to Thermalife CEO Ron Kramer for bringing this information to our attention. Many a manufacturer, and there are a lot of them, sad to say, in China, will gladly sell you a 90% ectosterone product, which unfortunately they use UV or ultraviolet testing to arrive at that 90% figure. And they're going to pass it off to you at this, with a C of A as a quality product. The problem is this. Ultraviolet testing is quite crude and yields as little as 10 to 20% of whatever it is they're trying to standardize for. What you want is 90% plus HPL.
You got to repeat that because you broke up on the phone. You want what?
I'm sorry. You're looking for 90% plus ectosterone verified by HPLC or high performance liquid chromatography. This is the most accurate testing method out there, yet few manufacturers go to those lengths given the cost. If you get a pure HPLC Cyanotis vaga, it is usually snow white in color, not light yellow, or dirty brown, as is the case for most of the ultraviolet tested material. It also has a very distinct burnt resin type of smell to it. So it gets this bad. You can find Reponticum carthamoides extract on the net anywhere from $300 a kilo to $10,000 a kilo.
Really?
Guess which one has a sprinkle of Reponticum in it and is spiked mostly with Cyanotis vaga?
The $300 a kilo one.
You got it. So most manufacturers know.
Why is it so hard? Is this plant just in such a rare species that you can't get it? Why is it so hard to find it? I learned this the hard way many, many years ago when I thought I was buying adaptogen from China and found out that it was actually the wrong genus of plant that I wanted. Why don't they just sell you what you really need?
Well, the problem really is twofold. Number one, it's in demand, and people know that the genuine article has benefits. The problem is this. It is grown, the quality stuff, in one, perhaps two places in the world, and because it's a plant, it's not always available on demand. In fact, there are shortages on a fairly regular basis because of harvest times. It's only harvested during a certain time of the year, and the real deal stuff is hard to get, and it's costly. So what do these manufacturers do? They're going to tell you it's available all the time, and they've got it for dirt cheap. And they know that the average person does not have an HPLC testing equipment, right, in their home, and they're not going to know the difference. So here's the final word. Ectosterone is one of those items where it pays to source a quality extract versus looking to save a few pennies on the bulk herbs. So I'm going to give you four or five products, in my opinion, that are I know to be quality. They have a solid track record in the blueprint over years. Number one, Thermolife's E-Ball, excellent product. Number two and three, Muscle and Sports Science sells both Creanobolin, which uses full-spectrum Rapponticum carthamoids extract, and a product called Adaptogen N, which uses a custom 25-to-1 Suma sterol extract, also very rich in ectosterone. The other two products you may be interested in are made by an outfit called Tonevara, which is out of the UK, and they produce two products, one called TruTurk, which is turkesterone from Ajuga turkestanica, and the other called Megaturk, which contains not just turkesterone, but also full-spectrum Rapponticum carthamoids extract. Both of those products, like Thermolife's products and the other quality ones I'm mentioning, come directly from the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences in Uzbekistan, which is where the real deal, genuine article, ECDI, comes from. So I'm hoping that helps people. If you're looking for ectosterone, the short story is this. Stay away from Cyanotis vaga and look into those other quality products that I mentioned.
Yes, but please, not Sonia Vaga, okay, because she's hot.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Don't stay away from her. We have to take, after that stupid comment, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question coming from David Linus. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, one of the single most popular shows on the Super Human Radio Network, and there's a reason why, because Rob puts his heart and soul into answering listener questions with true information, usable information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For a week or two, we're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stoned, immaculate.
We started dancing and laughing. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Got to mention something. Many of you have helped me out already with this request. I'm going to ask it a few more times over the next couple months because we are planning some Superhuman Nation get-togethers around the country and around the globe. Wow. I kid you not. Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. We have something really exciting taking place that we can't talk about yet, probably around September, October of next year. But anyway, there is a little map, the bottom right-hand side of the website, and it says browser's location. You have to click that little postage stamp map. It has some red dots on it that are flashing sometimes. When that opens completely and you see the picture of a globe, you're done. You've put a little pin where you are located. Now, keep in mind, if somebody's already pinned your city, then that's it. But don't not do it because you think, oh, well, somebody lives in my city that listens to the show already. I'm not going to bother because it still tallies how many people have visited the page, and it gives us a feel for the concentration of our audience in different areas of the country and of other countries so that we can plan appropriately. I'm so excited about this. You have no, Elisa is putting together something super duper.
This is great, man. When are you going to impose martial law?
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, really, right? Stop eating that crap. But no, I mean, so those of you who have not taken a moment to click the little map, please do so as soon as possible. I appreciate it. Okay. And on that note, the next question comes from David Linus, L-Y-N-E-S-S. He says, question for the Power Hour. The one thing holding me back from purchasing and taking Synthogen is that I don't want to interfere with the inflammation, obviously the inflammatory process, and ROS generation that comes from hard exercise. I'm not someone who takes antioxidants following exercise because I'm after the hermetic effect of exercise. Exercise induces damage, and the body's reaction to these stresses of exercise is what I'm after. So wondering if Synthogen aids in recovery by reducing the stress-induced damage of exercise that I'm after. It's a good question, actually.
Yeah, the man has done his homework, clearly. So I appreciate that, David. This is actually something that I looked into extensively when I formulated Synthogen, and the answer is this. Synthogen aids in recovery via multiple mechanisms, but it does not prevent the damage done to muscle fibers. What it does do is radically increase the rate of recovery those damaged fibers undergo. So there are, there should be no worries as to what Synthogen does in terms of, there, people have this vision that Synthogen, it almost feels like it's a shield for the muscles, and that's why you recover so quickly from exercise. It's not the case. The muscles are still being torn. The muscle fibers are still undergoing damage, and then the remolding process starts. Having said that, let's take Synthogen out of the answer for a second. It's worth noting that exercise-induced muscle damage is just one of many factors that scientists speculate cause muscle growth, right? There are all sorts of theories that abound insofar as myofibular versus sarcoplastic hypertrophy, hypertrophy itself versus hyperplasia. You can drive yourself nuts, read the research trying to figure it out. What is clear is this. Growth is always a three-step process. Stimulate, recover, and grow. This is a fundamental biological law that isn't up for debate. You must first stimulate the muscle to grow by overloading it in the gym. Once that requirement has been satisfied, the muscle and central nervous system must recover, and then, and only then, the body reaches the growth stage by supercompensating and growing larger and stronger. And that's all part of the body's survival mechanism, whereby it's growing larger and stronger to deal with that same stress in the event it encounters it in the future. So it stands to reason then that the faster you recover from exercise, the faster you'll reach a state of growth. Ultimately, being able to get X number of more productive training sessions in every week, month, or year. I just had this discussion yesterday with Tom Stinson. He asked a question last week. He's a phone consultation customer of mine. He relayed feedback to me as to how Synthogen is shaving about 50% off of his recovery time, doubling the amount of productive sessions you can accomplish every month adds up fast. That's really the message. And that's how Synthogen accelerates muscle growth.
Yeah, the way I always understood it in simplest terms is it's not suppressing inflammation, it's speeding the healing process. That's it. The faster your cement dries, the faster you can put another row of bricks down.
There you go, brother. That's a great analogy. I like that a lot. The faster the cement dries, the faster you can put more bricks down. That's exactly what it's doing. And that's, if you think about it, we're not talking anabolic steroids here. That's an entirely different ballgame. But this is really the rate-limiting step in how fast you can build new muscle. It settles that cement fast, and then you can add more bricks.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start charging you for these sayings. You know that.
You should, man. I had to work that into my ad.
Yeah, there you go. The faster the cement dries, the faster you can lay down another set of bricks. All right, so Greg Thompson says, to support hypertrophy, is multiple casein doses and BCAAs more effective than whey doses with BCAAs? Will the casein not provide sustained circulating amino acids with the BCAAs, affecting the mTOR pathway alongside it throughout the day? Cheers. This just goes to show you how smart the people in the audience are, right? This is so intuitive, right? Why take a fast-acting protein if you're taking BCAAs? Nothing is faster getting into the bloodstream than the BCAAs, so why not combine that with a slow-acting protein that's going to kick in after the BCAAs do their job for a longer period of time? It's ingenious. It really is.
It's a very impressive thought process behind all these questions, but again, this one in particular. So to answer the question, though, it's my opinion that caseinate is superior to whey in this regard, although, I wouldn't expect an additional 20 pounds of muscle from it. But, I do think the milk proteins, and time is bearing this out and the research, are superior to the whey if you had to make a choice. Now, the key is timing. You want to ensure at least 2 bolus doses of caseinate a day, given the release profile for the amino acids is around 7 hours on most of the studies that I've seen. With respect to the branched chain amino acids, you've heard me say this before, I much prefer the essential amino acids to the branch chains for several reasons. The two biggest advantages the essential amino acids hold over caseinate or any intact protein for that matter is this, and I'm talking about the workout, using them around the workout, speed and efficiency. We know, for example, that free-form amino acids hit the bloodstream almost immediately. You can also use, and this is interesting, far less essential amino acids and achieve a much higher state of nitrogen retention versus intact or whole food proteins. Case in point, Borsheim and his research team in 2002 and Tipton later in 2004 demonstrated that just 12 grams of essential amino acids more than doubled muscle amino acid uptake versus 20 grams of intact proteins like caseinate, egg, and whey. So that should give you, you know, some insight as to the merits of both. It doesn't, again, I'll use the golf club analogy. You wouldn't play around with just woods or just irons. You need both. I like caseinate and essential amino acids. I think that's the best answer to your question.
Yeah.
In two big bolus doses for the caseinate, and use the essential amino acids in and around the workout.
And I've totally changed my opinion of EAAs versus BCAAs, and I don't think there's really any reason to take BCAAs when you could take essential amino acids. It just doesn't make sense. Even if you say, well, I'm looking to avoid the catabolic effects of dieting right now, I'm dieting down. Well, why not take EAAs then? It's got the BCAAs plus, it's got the other building blocks that you need to increase protein synthesis as opposed to just staving off the catabolic effects.
There you go. And I think it's worth making this point because some people I'm finding are unaware. If you're using the essential amino acids, the branch chain amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, and valine, are already in there. Plus, you get the six others that you need to complete the protein synthesis process, not just stimulate it. Big difference.
All right, we're going to go a little long with this segment. The next question comes from a devotee of the show, Richard Patterson. Having experienced the dramatic loss of the reps you can perform with bodyweight exercises, or at least one-arm chins, after picking up more muscle, and Coach Wade Johnson's comments about it taking a year for an athlete to grow into their added weight, what are you planning to do? Also, have you discovered anything about how to add weight while maintaining bodyweight exercise performance?
Yeah, and this is a great question. It gets back to my comment before about a mistake that I made. So what Richard's referring to is, on I think last Thursday's episode, I mentioned that I went back to one of my old habits, which was
eating.
Hey, yeah, well it, you know, I'm going to bulk up. I'm going to put on a quick 10 pounds. Not all of it, but a good portion of it was muscle. A lot of that's due to the fact of muscle memory. I used to be 252. It comes back quick. And in my previous world of powerlifting, that always works, right? I mean, you slap on 10 pounds of body weight, even if it's just 5 pounds of muscle, your bench should go up, your deadlift, your squat, the whole nine yards. The situation radically changes when you're moving your own body weight around, though. So to answer your question, Richard, I've already made my decision. I have dropped my body weight back to previous levels and taken the long and patient road. And that wasn't as much by choice as it was by necessity, because here's what happened. Although I looked a lot bigger and fuller at 235 versus 225, the price I paid was tendonitis flaring up again in my elbow, profound difficulty in balance because my leverage has changed dramatically, especially given the unilateral movements I'm doing. And it was frankly depressing. I had a loss of motivation due to all of a sudden struggling with movements that I was performing with ease. I went from being able to be, you know, I was doing, 10 plus handstand push-ups with ease. And then I had difficulty performing two or three, and to boot, I got a kick in the ass with some elbow tendonitis.
Right.
So, you know, that takes the wind out of your sails. So it was an interesting yet failed experiment, and I'm sharing it here such that others can learn from it. Because while bulking up quickly can help you, may help you on your bench and other traditional weight movements, it works against you in the body weight work and hardcore calisthenics. When you're practicing this craft, you learn real fast that there has never been a more perfect form of strength training in harmony with the principles of both independence and body economy. So what I plan to do then is this. Upon reaching the master step in the big six movements, I'm going to strive to meet the elite standard for reps for each. Once that's satisfied, I'm going to add a small amount of weight to drop the rep range again in an effort to up my performance. I don't expect it to be a quick 10 pounds as it has been in the past. In fact, it can't be. While some may see that as a detriment, I see it as quite the opposite, because building smaller amounts of drug-free muscle consistently and over time is the kind of muscle that sticks around.
I was just going to say it's more sustainable. Okay, what about a weight vest and adding a pound using a weight vest and then adding another pound using a weight vest and being able to accomplish the weight with the body weight movements before striving to add calories and add body weight?
I think it makes perfect sense to me. It makes a lot more sense than just trying to slap, 10, 15 more pounds of body weight on.
Why even strive for more body weight? I understand what you're talking about. When I was my strongest and training as a power lifter, I became very accustomed to occupying a certain amount of space on this planet. I became accustomed to my peripheral real estate, being a certain size, and what that conveys to the world and what that feels like as well. And then when I got sick and then my objective became to lean out once and for all, which I did, up through my 50th birthday, I thought to myself, why do I want to be that big again? Why do I want to be 250 pounds again? Actually, I was 272 at my peak. Why do I want to be that big again? Like, what is it? Is it just exclusively the real estate that you carry and how the world reacts to you is all that it is? Why wouldn't I want to be ripped and shapely like Sean Phillips? I mean, Sean's got a beautiful physique. So really, when it comes down to it, wouldn't you just want to stay where you are physically, form factor-wise, but just continue to get stronger and stronger?
Yeah, we all need to get over, including me, the fact that nobody's given out any awards if you're 10 pounds heavier, even if it's muscle. All right? For that matter, nobody's given out awards if you're able to do 20 handstand push-ups instead of 10. But what is gratifying and what is worthy of the pursuit is this. You are healthy, you are stronger, and you are making progress on a consistent basis that the world cannot take away from you, and that is a beautiful thing, because the world can take a lot. Your spouse can leave you, your job can lay you off, you can lose everything, but they can never, emphasis on the word never, take away what is within your control. And that is progress with your own body.
I love it. I love it. That's a great note to end this segment on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Matt Zahler. How do I pronounce that? Do you know?
Zahler.
That's even nice, exotic name. Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. There are a few
products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Have you had your dose of Supversity today? SUPPVERSITY.com, where the brilliance of Adele Moussa will allow you to live a better life, a stronger life, a smarter life. Go to Supversity.com today. Okay, this question comes from Matt Zalar. I'm very interested in Mass Pro Synthogen. I just turned 22 and train hard 5 to 6 days a week. I'm training to be a physique competitor in the next year. What do you suggest for dosage? And when, timing obviously, because I have heard multiple answers to this question. I am 6 foot, 197 pounds, and am very low body fat. Thanks and keep up the great work.
Yeah, this is it's a timely question, as many new customers are just getting their Synthogen, given they took advantage, right, of the September special that we just had. So having said that, if you've got the bottles in hand, here is what I would suggest. And I'm basing this on 6 months of feedback now. These are pretty solid guidelines. You want to begin on training days by taking 7 caps immediately prior to your workout, and then another 7 caps immediately afterwards, and then eat up, eat big. you should notice a rather dramatic improvement in your recovery ability, reduced delayed onset muscle soreness, and in especially in Matt's case at age 22, a very noticeable bump in your work capacity in the gym. Once that has been established and you've noticed the benefits, I want you to dial it back to 6 and 6, 5 and 5, etc., until such time as you establish the lowest effective dose for you. Anecdotally, it's been reported that sipping on tart cherry juice extract between sets, let's say 6 to 8 ounces diluted in some water, is going to allow you to cut your synthogen dosing down. So if that helps, by all means, do it. Off days, I would consider dosing 3 caps of synthogen 3 times daily, about 10 minutes prior to your 3 biggest meals of the day. Some people favor at least one of those dosages coming prior to bed, with some cottage cheese, let's say, for example, given the fact that it releases slowly overnight. As we know, the vast majority of repair and restoration occurs during sleep. Here's the bottom line. With Synthogen, it's all about dialing in your dosing. When you do, you're going to know it right quick, because recovery is going to be lightning fast. You're going to notice much greater muscle fullness, vascularity, and work capacity all improve rather dramatically. And it's all the more noticeable in athletes over the age of 30. But one telltale hallmark is rather persistent for all age groups. You find out just how good it is once you come off of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm hoping, Matt, that helps in your case. And I'd be really interested to hear back from you, too. I mean, I want feedback, especially from guys that were on the fence and are trying it and putting it to the test. Because if it's anything like anybody else, everybody else that's used it, I think you'll be most pleased.
Okay. The next question comes from Jason Leleu. Did I pronounce that right, you think? Okay. Hopefully. It's L-E, capital L-E-U-X. He says, picked up convict conditioning. My kids have shown an interest in working out with me, but they're 10 and 6, so I thought the calisthenics route was the only responsible way to go for now. What age would you suggest as safe to begin free weight training? As for myself, is there a way to work the convict conditioning into the blueprint shell? I'm only halfway through my first run and don't want to stop testing it as well.
Well, first things first, Jason, congrats on introducing them to bodyweight exercises and calisthenics. You know, that's you've absolutely made the right decision. It's going to lay a solid foundation for their strength work. It's going to build a fantastic base, not just for their muscles, but for the joints, tendons, and ligaments. And most importantly, it offers a terrific, what I'm going to deem, entry point into the world of physical culture. And I'm talking about, you know, calisthenics, push-ups, pull-ups, you know, and I'm going to get into that as to why. But to answer your question about free weight training, that can be introduced at a young age, in my opinion. How young, though, depends largely upon the maturity of the child in question. There should be no concern, but all these old wives' tales about stunted growth, et cetera, where there is a real concern is in the area of correct exercise selection, performance, form, and not getting carried away and involved with the how much you bench crowd, because that's the kind of mentality that is going to ultimately hurt the child. Training should always be supervised, in my opinion, and great care should be taken to explain that training is a calculated risk, albeit with an outstanding risk-to-reward profile. And it's interesting because when I worked in insurance, I was privy to injury risk tables that the actuaries and underwriters used to calculate rates for various sports. Weight training, interestingly enough, was at near the very bottom in terms of injury risk. The sport with the highest risk of injury, you might be surprised, soccer.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So weight training, calisthenics, whatever you want to call it, this is a young man's game. It's an old man's game. It's a woman's game, too. Your quandary won't be in selling them the benefits of strength training in any form. It'll be in selling them on the fact that this is a marathon, not a sprint. Emphasize the fact that nothing worth having is easy, nor does it usually come fast. And further emphasize the fact that fast and easy usually ends fast and easy, too. One of the greatest ways to teach them this is to one, lead by example, and you're well on your way with it. But you can also illustrate it by bringing them to the gym right around New Year's to show them the high dropout and failure rate. You take them to the gym during that time, because what you'll be able to show them is that for about 3 weeks, the gym gets flooded with fresh faces, good intentions, and absurdly unrealistic expectations. And then when the one-month miracle body or whatever fails to materialize, the vanishing act starts. So in terms of working convict conditioning into the blueprint shell, this can be done multiple ways. My favorite, though, is to dedicate 2 to 3 days of convict conditioning-only workouts rotated with 1 day of traditional weight training during the feast phase. And here, I work on the big six, let's say 75% of the time, and dedicate the remaining 25% of your training time to those lifts that I find complement convict conditioning. For me, that means top-range rack pulls with a static hold, seated static calf raises, and the neck harness. And that's it. Those are the only free weights that I've touched, and on quite an infrequent basis. Now, still others like to pick one barbell lift, let's say the bench press, and apply one of the shorter loading patterns that we use in the blueprint. That's also a fantastic way to reap the benefits of traditional weight training while keeping your joints, tendons, ligaments healthy and muscle strong via hardcore calisthenics with convict conditioning, Brooks Cubics, dinosaur body weight training, also highly recommended. In fact, for the older athlete, I think that arrangement is ideal, given the range of motion, flexibility, strength, and body weight ratio are the more logical goals for your health and longevity. And you get to train with your kids, and I can't think of a more rewarding thing than that.
And, you know, this whole notion that your kids aren't old enough to start weight training, I've never bought this. You know, you have to remember, you look at animals, right? It's kind of like saying, well, gee, should a female dog let its puppy start running? At what age should they start running? Or an orangutan, at what age should, you know, the baby orangutan start being able to muscle things and climb trees? It's like, you know what? This notion that children should not be exerting themselves in a resistance training type of an approach is something that is imposed on us by the intellectuals in the world.
Yeah.
You know,
the
intellectuals sit around and they postulate what we should be doing. You know, it's like if your children can lift a 2-pound dumbbell, let them lift a 2-pound dumbbell. That's all nonsense that it's going to stunt. It was once said, along by the same groups of people who said that building muscle would make you muscle bound, like somehow you would not be able to move any longer freely because your muscles would be too big and they would be binding you up, which we know is total BS now. Those same groups said, well, children who are exposed to that type of weightlifting at a young age, it'll stunt their growth. Really?
Yeah, you need to think of it like this. From the day they're born, children are learning to move their own body weight around. Calisthenics, convict conditioning, is simply a more formal way to teach them how to do that. You know, it's a simple extension of them moving their own body weight around against what? Gravity. You know, there's nothing artificial about it. In fact, it is about as authentic, I will use the term authentic, a movement pattern as you could apply. And it's one of the greatest gifts you could ever give to your children.
Well, and don't be afraid to get your kids a set of weights and let them work out. I'm sorry. I don't buy this nonsense that if your child can handle a 2-pound dumbbell or a 2-pound kettlebell, then let them do it. Let them do it. Because don't forget, my Mennonite farmer, Jay King, doesn't tell his son, Myron, oh, Myron, don't lift that heavy bale over there. And don't be working with those heavy things over there. Don't be pushing those cows. No, these kids have to work. Myron's built like a little guy. I mean, he's got muscles. He's sinewy looking. He's ripped to shreds. He's a healthy kid. I got to bet that Myron is maybe between 12 and 14 years old. The kid's a perfect specimen of what a 12 to 14 year old should look like. He's been lifting heavy things as long as he's been allowed to come out and work with his dad, which is probably since he was 6 or 7 years old.
After testing children, the former Soviet teams started kids with weights as early as 9 years of age.
Yeah, man. Don't be afraid. I mean, don't make them squat 100 pounds, but
right.
let them squat the bar. Because they can do that. Let them handle some light dumbbells, because they can do that. Teach them the movements now.
And one other point I'd just like to make with respect to the why calisthenics or combat conditioning is so good for kids, it levels the playing field. And by that, I mean this. That skinny ectomorph that was me when I started is not going to be put into a position where his fragile ego is destroyed in the how much you bench club. Instead, he will be able to revel in impressing his friends and building up his own sense of self-worth by doing, you know, incredible feats of strength like handstand push-ups, dips, chin-ups. He's going to be able to level the playing field that way. And for a kid whose body and mind is still developing, let them find, there's no finer way to let them find their own individual strengths and let them run with it. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, Rob is going to try to top last week's blueprint tip of the day. It's going to be a hard one, but we'll give him a shot. We'll see. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner
ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I remember when that song came out.
Yo.
Belle Biv DeVoe. I was living in Vegas when this song came out. Okay. Rob Regish, stun us with your genius. What is the blueprint tip of the day?
Well,
you know what? You could just do curry again if you want.
No, I'll tell you what. I heard from a ton of people that picked that up and ran with it, and just grateful that it's benefiting so many people. But we're not here to talk about curry this week. We are here to talk about the future of strength training and what's coming. So a little bit about that now. If you're familiar with the works and maybe some of the words of Horace Mann, you may be somewhat haunted by them. One of the phrases goes like this: be ashamed to die until you have won some victory for humanity. And in the world of strength training, if you think about it, not many people pause to consider leaving something behind, something that will help those who come after us. The health benefits of productive strength training are well documented, yet those same benefits remain out of reach for many. For far too many, for those that know enough to care. It is downright shameful, for example, to compare strength training equipment to our cardio cousins. Meaning, the next time you're in the gym or you're at a big fitness expo, take note of the treadmills, the ellipticals, and the other cardio machines there. Compared to the strength training equipment that we have today, they absolutely bristle with electronics, right, that allow for objective, quantifiable measurements. And while the rest of the world lives in an age punctuated with GPS, iPads, iPhones, and other network systems, the world of strength training is seemingly still stuck in the Stone Age. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, efforts are underway right now to change this. What's coming is this. There's an entire product line that's going to include some very sophisticated software networked to a variety of strength training machines. And it promises to harvest massive amounts of data with a granularity on a scale that has never been seen before. You would think this is plain as day. The lowest hanging fruit in the fitness biz right now is the billion-dollar opportunity in personal metrics related to strength training. It is happening right now in the laboratory of a scientist who designs, builds, and uses testing equipment to perform different force measurements for a shoe company you've definitely heard of. These are metrics that have never been examined before. For example, what is the significance of reaching your peak force output on today's bicep exercise at precisely the 10-second mark with a given weight versus the 15-second mark you achieved last workout. Right now, nobody knows, and nobody will know until the software operating and networking this device is completed. The data can then be analyzed to find correlations, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. Consider what we might learn when we're able to compare your personal results with thousands of other people of the same gender, age, weight, body fat percentage, or strength level. That kind of data is going to go beyond merely scheduling an optimal workout frequency that makes you a lot bigger and stronger. It holds the promise of simplifying strength training such that it's easily understood and universally accessible for everyone, literally from cradle to grave. And the answer is no, I'm not part of this. I'm not selling anything. And no, it's not ready yet. But the day is coming when we have a much better understanding of when, how, or even how little strength training is required to optimize health. It will absolutely revolutionize healthcare because of its ability to pinpoint just how much or how little training is required for various populations, including teens, middle-aged folk, geriatrics, and perhaps even those with medical conditions like adult-onset diabetes. In short, it promises the gift of health and all of the benefits that strength training conveys, benefits that today elude the untrained masses. Why? Because they are befuddled by our mutual passion for the iron and all of the different approaches that we have to it, and the lack of ways to measure it. So go to the gym today and train, but know this, there is another way and a better way that's coming. It will not be stopped because like all things which hold great promise, great minds will and are pursuing it. And when I know more about it, you'll know more and you'll hear about it here first on Superhuman Radio and the Power Hour.
How long in the future are we going to see this this software device and so on?
It's hard to say because, you know, the obstacles are not necessarily financial. They are more related to the, you know, algorithms and math behind the scaling of the data, the analysis of the data, and then making correlations. Mm-hmm. I wish I could give, you know, a figure.
Right.
And just because I'm using the word machines, don't let that necessarily turn you off, because like I've said before, if you're playing around a golf, you're not going to shoot your best round with just woods, just irons.
Right.
You need everything. What we're talking about here is a tool and a data collection, I'll call it entry point, on a scale that has never before been seen, and the ability to take that data and boil it down and correlate it to specific populations, meaning you, the teenager that's listening, you, the middle-aged guy that's trying to fight off aging, you, the guy in the nursing home that currently can't walk and get out of his wheelchair without a cane, but someday will be able to because of this technology. It's incredible stuff, and we just need to get past the current status quo, which is, I'm sorry, but painting the number 100 on the side of a dumbbell, we can do better than that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Okay, we actually have a question that I don't have the name of the person who sent it. I apologize, but I remember they sent me an email after the last show we did where you talked about using vascular occlusion with your plyo shoes, your jump soles.
Yeah.
And they weren't clear. What are these shoes? Where can I get them was the question. So explain what jump soles are and where people can find them.
Okay. I think it's jumpsolesusa.com. But in effect, what you want to picture is this. It's a heel. It's about a, let's say, an inch and a half to a 2-inch block of a heel that Velcros onto the front of your sneaker and wraps around your ankle. So in effect, you are running on your, let's say, the ball of your foot.
Right. And imagine this for a second. Imagine you walk up to a staircase and you put the ball of your foot on the step. Your right. heel is off the ground, right? So it's suspended exactly. in midair, but the front of your foot is braced on the step. So you're standing on the front of your foot with your heel dangling in the air. This right. is what this shoe is reminiscent of. You're standing on the ball of your foot on a raised platform where your heel is off the ground.
Now, further imagine the stress of running in that shoe, and when you come down on that heel, on the ball of your foot, up to 9 times your body weight is transferred onto your calf muscle. So a 200-pound person, that would be 1,800 pounds that the calf has to absorb. You need to go slow with these. You need to not do what I do, which is you go out for a 15-minute run in them the first time, and then you're crippled for the next 3 days and can't go to work. Take it slow. Gradually work into walking and then jogging in them, and then add the twist of vascular restriction, which is simply, you know, not cutting off the blood supply. Please, no necrosis. But trapping the blood in the muscle, which we know from research done by the Japanese researcher Katsu, leads to a tremendous amount of growth and hypertrophy. And, by the way, the reason why I'm applying this to the calves is mine suck. I didn't get them from my parents, so I had to build them. And I'm sorry, but endless sets of calf raises over 20 years got me nothing. I needed to do something extreme, and both this and static holds with extremely heavy weights for the calves have worked wonders for me.
Yeah. And where can people get them?
I think it's JumpSoulsUSA.com.
Did you say that already and I wasn't paying attention?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you Google JumpSoulz, not only you'll find them easy enough, and they're just, you know, I can't say enough about them. I don't make anything for referring to them. It's just one of the very few things that has actually worked to grow my calves.
Okay. So there you have another episode of the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. And remember this special offer right now. If you buy the Blueprint right now, you get for free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms Superhuman University course, inclusive of the actual lecture and all course materials. Where can people buy the Blueprint right now? I guess they have to go to Superhuman Radio and click the Blueprint banner ad, right?
Yes, you can also go to bodybuildingsupplements.com. That's the Blueprint landing page. But the easiest way is to just click the Blueprint banner ad on Superhuman Radio. It should bring you right there.
There you go. That's the way to do it. Okay, so thank you so much, Rob Regish, for all the hard work.
And you bet, brother.
Thank you to all of you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
Take it easy, man.